Are we ready to get fly? When I grew up
on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam.
Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
Yeah, man. Fly Jams Friday. Phone lines are open, people. 312-981-7200. Dan just got out of the TARDIS and has become DJ Shagru. Esmeralda just drilled her head into the wall dancing. She's Esmeralda the Heartmelda. Vic is just running around the newsroom like a lunatic because he's verified double V, viggity, viggity, Vic. And I'm Wiki Wiki Nicky. And you make your requests now. Fly Jams Friday, we celebrate funky stuff and R&B every Friday morning to kick off your weekend with a funky start. So request now, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. And DJ Shagru, shall we kick it off with one of my first little requesties? Hey, that's the OJs. Yeah, the OJs, and they have a song called "Stairway to Heaven," but it's not the it's not a cover of the Zeppelin classic. It's their own little song about a stairway to heaven. Yeah, yeah. So that's our first fly jam of the morning. 312-981-7200 is the phone number if you would like to join us with your fly jams. Okay, we got some requests in. Text wise, 630 area code requested this classic. Mama just hung her head and said, son, Papa was a rolling stone. Wherever he laid his hat was his home. And when he died, all he left us was alone. Oh, Papa was a rolling stone, my son, yeah. Wherever he laid his hat was his home. And when he died, all he left us was alone. Yeah. Now, Esmeralda, you know I misinterpreted the lyrics of that song, right?
What were you thinking?
I used to think that all he left us was a loan. I thought he left them a debt that they had to pay off, like a LOAN.
He left them the loan,
yeah.
Or he took the loan, and
they got to pay for it. All he left us was a loan.
And did you were just like, that's an awful man.
Yeah, I was like, what a jerk, man. They got to pay for his loan. He took out a loan, and they got to pay for it. Then I realized it was A-L-O-N-E, like alone, lonely, alone. But I prefer to think of them as having debt, thanks to him.
It'd be great if then they just launched into a whole thing about what happens when you have debt.
Yeah, and then Peter Francis Geraci does the breakdown.
And then you gotta do repayments.
I always thought it, alone. I thought, oh, okay, that guy, debt jerk, left them in debt. So, all right. 312-981-7200. It is Fly Jams Friday. We got the news coming up next. I can't get off the ground, but they call me the Superman lover. Yeah. They call me the Superman lover. Yeah. But something wrong. Yeah, man. Something wrong with me to see. Superman lover. By Johnny Guitar Watson. Yeah, from 1976. Superman lover. And that's a fly jam. And this is Fly Jams Friday. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Some lines are open if you want to get in here with your request. Fly Jams Friday. DJ Shagru is spinning the discs. And we're celebrating everything funky on this Friday morning. All right, let's try this one. Paul in Sterling. Paul in Sterling requested this mighty, mighty Fly Jam. But it was Saturday night. Song is such a jam. Prince rules. So I'm stating the obvious.
You are.
But he rules.
He does. We need to be reminded sometimes.
Absolutely. Every day we should be reminded. Oh. I'm reminded because you're wearing purple right now. Oh. So there you go.
Oh, there you go. And a raspberry beret. Sorry, Dan. DJ Shagru.
DJ Shagru spinning the discs. All right. Here's Rob. Who requested, this is one of my favorite Fly Jams. Mm. You were the girl that changed my world. You were a girl for me. You lit the fuse, I stand in tears. You were the first for me. But you changed me up. You dropped the bomb on me, baby. You dropped the bomb on me. But you changed me up. You dropped the bomb on me. Also a jam. I love the Gap Band.
They had Rubber Band Man, right?
No, that's the Spinners.
Oh.
You know, the Gap Band had they had a lot of songs. That's their biggest hit, though.
Oh, okay.
You dropped a bomb on me, baby.
Wow, wow, wow.
That's right. That's very good. That was good. All right, Jim in Carbondale requested this one. If I give you one more try, to these rules you will fight. And if I mean anything to you, would it make everything all right? Is it me, happy, blue? My love is mine, it will be so sweet. I said I want to be happy. All I really want is to be happy. Oh, I want to be happy. It will be so sweet. There you go, Mary J. Blige. You like the Mary J. and the Blige?
Yeah.
You like
love
her?
Mary J. Blige.
Okay. Just asking.
All up in this dancery.
Okay. Fly Jam, Mary J. Blige. All right. All right, let's go to the phones here. By the way, if you have a request, we'd love to hear from you. It's 312-981-7200. Also coming up, an unfortunate Blackhawks Express from last night's game. Last night's underwhelming game. That's coming up. But they're playing Detroit tonight, man.
Is that good?
Well, it's good because we're going to beat the crap out of Detroit, and I hate Detroit.
Oh, jeez.
Not that I hate the city. I just hate the Red Wings. Hate the Red Wings. So, all right, that'll be coming up, but we've got more Fly Jams, and here's Fly Jam Bob. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Nick. Hey. Last time in Joe Louis Arena.
Yeah, absolutely. Been there. Hey, no. Been there, and it's a dump.
So they say.
It is. It's a dump.
Oh, wow.
All right. Yeah. All right, Bob.
Hey, you know, the great Smokey Robinson turned 77 last month.
Yeah.
Here's a song he wrote in 1965 with another one of the miracles recorded by the Contours. All right. Here's First and Look at the Purse.
Contours. They have a lot.
She wobbles like a duck or talks with a lisp.
No, no. Does now the Contours have a lot of hits, Bob?
Do You Love Me?
Yeah, that's their biggest, right?
I think so.
Yeah. All right. Written by the great Smokey
Robinson.
Hey,
do you think Tommy James is fly?
No. I mean, I love him. I love Tommy James, and I love the Shondells. I don't think they made any fly songs, though.
Maybe Sweet Cherry Wine.
Sweet Cherry Wine, maybe, yeah. It's a great song.
Hey, do you know how he came up with Money Money?
Yeah, he was the bank building across the street in New York.
Yeah, Mutual of New York.
Yeah, Mutual of New York.
He's playing in Waukegan on March 25th.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Oh!
By the way, Three River Stadiums was demolished back in 2001.
All right, what's it called now?
PNC Park.
PNC, that's right. Yeah, all right. Okay, thank you, Bob.
And then Heinz Field is where the Steelers play.
Heinz Field.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
There aren't any all multi-purpose parks anymore, I think, except in Toronto.
Yeah, Toronto might be the only one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Bob.
Take care.
See you. Bye.
Is it for curling and hockey? Because they like the curling.
They do like the curling. I've been to Toronto. I've been to Canada a bunch of times, and I went up there actually a bunch of years ago, on a road trip to see the Hawks play the Leafs in a playoff game. We drove up to Toronto, and we were in the hotel room, and we had some time to kill before the game. So we put the TV on. I'm not exaggerating, Esmeralda. Mm. I'm like five channels curling was on.
Oh, wow.
Like five different channels. And we ended up, we became mesmerized. But you ever watch curling on the...
Yeah, they get really into it. They're yelling at each other.
It's fantastic. And it's
keep sweeping or whatever.
Yeah. But we were like, hey, because we got their typical Americans, you know, like if we don't understand something, we immediately criticize it.
Yeah.
That's like what we do. And so we're like, this is stupid. We need to watch this thing with the stone and the sweeping and the ice. And it's dumb. Half hour later, like, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life.
No, it's very... edge of your seat.
It is, and it's also kind of mesmerizing. Like we're sitting in front of the TV, like,
yeah, because they're sliding, they're gliding over the ice, and then the one who throws it kind of does that. They
stay in that position. They stay in the position.
Yeah, as if they think that's good luck or something.
Yeah, I mean it's essentially shuffleboard. I mean that's all it is a shuffleboard on ice.
Yeah,
but a lot of people call hockey soccer on ice, so.
Yeah,
you know,
I guess you could say that.
It's very similar, you know. Curling's awesome. I love the Winter Olympics. To me, are so much better than the Summer Olympics. I think the sport. Well, I like hockey is my favorite sport. So, you know, like I like the what's it called? What's the biathlon is where they're shooting stuff and they're skiing. That's the best thing ever. Cross country skiing and then shooting guns. That's fantastic. I love the Winter Olympics. I really do, man. I think they're great. All right. Dan Gregg in Milwaukee. We're talking about wanted to pay tribute to Clyde Stubblefield, who was James Brown's drummer. And you wanted to hit that one for us?
Baby, baby, baby. Baby, baby, baby. Baby, baby. I got the feeling, baby. Baby. Sometimes I'm up. Sometimes I'm down.
Terrific drummer. Passed away. And Gregg in Milwaukee, by the way, is the guy who played trumpet with the OJs.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So, all right. Four tops. All right. One more request here before we break. And this is from our listener named Dan. And he wanted to hear the Shy Lights song Toby and dedicate it to his girlfriend, who is a big WGN fan.
Oh.
All right. There you go. That's the Shy Lights. Shy Lights had a lot of great songs. Good harmonies, good voices. Fly.
Very much so.
Very fly. All right. Oh, we have to break here. We got weather. We got traffic. We come back. We've got the unfortunate recap of last night's Hawks game on our Blackhawks Express. And that's coming up right after we take a break here. We got more fly jams here. Let's go to Mark on WGN. Go ahead, Mark.
Ever since I was a baby, I've been dribbling. This is Basketball Jones.
Otherwise known as Basketball Jones by Cheech and Chong.
All right. So chill it up. Basketball Jones. By the way, Dean gave a B+ to Kong. Just looked up on the screen. Mm. Kong Skull Island B+. Okay. I'm going to give it an A+, I think. Just being objective.
A++.
I always root for King Kong, too.
Well, he doesn't know.
He doesn't
any
do
better.
Anything. He didn't do anything wrong. These jerks come and capture him. They bring him.
I was watching that preview. And they're just shooting at him. It's
I know.
Like he's just there.
And
like,
it's his hut. Yeah. It's his house, man. You're visiting his island.
They're like, oh, we got to shoot him now.
Blow
like,
stuff up. I think John Goodman has the enemy, the bad guy role in this one. Because it's like his idea to get, didn't want to capture him. And then Samuel L. Jackson gets all mad. We're going to show that gorilla who's king.
No.
Yeah.
He's king.
He's King Kong, man. Leave him be. Just let him hang out on Skull Island and do his thing.
Yeah, he's not hurting anybody.
And he falls in love with Brie Larson in this movie. How can you not fall in love with Brie Larson?
She's very nice.
She's lovely. All right, here's Harold on WGN. Go ahead, Harold.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
Hey, well, you know what the inspiration for Basketball Jones is?
No.
Well, look up Tommy Chong talks about it. It has to do with Jack Nicholson trying to get to a Lakers game.
Okay.
Chong in the car, and they were going together. Anyways, and it was stuck in traffic. Anyways, so I'm going to play Stand By Me, and then I have you guess who is singing.
No, I won't be your friend. No, I won't be your friend. Just as long as you stand by.
I have no idea, Harold. Who is singing that?
Cassius Clay, later to be known as Muhammad Ali.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He did sing. He did sing a bunch of songs. That's true. No, he did. He did. Released an album, Cassius Clay. All right, Harold. Thanks, man.
Take care.
Take care. There you go. Take a good weekend.
Has that ever been on with Rick Geezer?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Muhammad Ali fights tooth decay.
That's the one that we talked about. Muhammad Ali fights tooth decay. The next time he comes in, Esmeralda.
Which he should.
I'll have him show you the album.
Nice.
Because it's hysterical.
Ooh, is it a cartoon tooth?
It's got cartoon teeth on it. No, he's not. Actually fighting it. Is he fighting a tooth?
I think it's on our Facebook page.
You know, oh, is it?
Like
okay.
Posing. Okay, I'll have to look.
Yeah, it's great.
I imagine he'd be posing like against the tooth.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. Okay, we got time for one more, and this is Mark.
Let the seed grow and age. Oh, give us our destiny.
You go. Earth, Wind, and Fire. You never go wrong with Earth, Wind, and Fire.
There's only half of them.
Always fly. Yeah. There was at that point, there were 600 people in the band. So it was a slow night.
Yeah.